Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code RTFP to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You know why? It's a Power Rankings Tuesday, presented, of course, by DraftKings. We'll have a new Spread the Word winner later this week, a new sponsor confirmation email winner, and a new YouTube shout-out winner, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. I've got so many awesome press passes recently, the Army-Navy one. I will be getting the Browns and the Raiders on Saturday, doing that game in Cleveland. Huge game for both of those teams, maybe even essentially an elimination game for those two teams in terms of the playoff race. Should be awesome. And it's a unique Power Rankings Tuesday because we have not one, but two games to break down. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
All right, Ross, well, let's start with Sunday night football. Since we were recording Monday's show on Sunday night, we never got the breakdown. So your thoughts from the 45-30 Packers win Sunday night over the Bears?
Pretty amazing, Bri, that I think at some point the score was 24-10 or 24-14. I think it was 24-13 maybe. The Bears were winning, and man, the Packers just eliminated that lead very, very quickly. They really do have the Bears' number. I mean, the Bears offensively and really on special teams is where the Bears dominated the game. Jakeem Grant had an awesome punt return for a touchdown. Jakeem Grant had a shallow cross that he took all the way for a touchdown. He looked like Tyreek Hill out there, and I'm sure the Bears were happy to have him on their roster. Meanwhile, Damier Bird took a slant to the house. I mean, there were big plays all around for the Bears in this one, and it still wasn't enough. Rasul Douglas, the corner for the Packers, had a pick six again. Rodgers had a typically masterful performance against the Bears again. 29 of 37, 341 yards, four touchdowns to bring the Packers back from that two-score lead as usual. Also as usual, Devontae Adams, 10 catches, 121 yards, two touchdowns, seemingly effortlessly. And the only other thing that stood out to me is I think the Bears recovered an onside kick, maybe, if memory serves. It's unbelievable how many onside kicks got recovered this week. I think three or four of them. And Matt Nagy did have a regrettable decision to punt late in the game that he even admitted yesterday he wishes he would have gone for it. So that was surprising and disappointing. But I don't ultimately think it probably would have made that much of a difference.
And Monday Night Football, being down four starters from the COVID reserve list, the Rams beat the Cardinals 30-23.
So you're right, Bri. Incredibly impressive. Incredibly impressive what the Rams did last night. They find out right before the game that they're not going to have Jalen Ramsey, one of their three or four best players, and Tyler Higbee, their starting tight end, really good player, after they were already without their starting right tackle, Rob Havenstein, and their starting running back, Darrell Henderson. I mean, that is four of their best 15 players, I would say. And they still win. It was very clear from the start that Aaron Donald was not messing around. He was killing Max Garcia, the right guard for the Cardinals. I mean, killing him. And really, even early, Kyler Murray was making plays. He, you know, he's marching. He got a one-hand catch from James Conner, who's really impressive. I mean, James Conner has been one of the free agent additions of the year in the NFL, if we're being honest. You know, you don't really say about running backs normally, but he's been that good, has been James Conner. But then Donald gets a piece of it, and Ernest Jones picks him off. Honestly, even if Donald didn't get a piece of it, I think Ernest Jones would have picked him off. You know, it's very rare that teams win when they have a goal-to-go situation and they throw a pick. You're taking 7 points, at a minimum 3 points, off the board. It's just so significant. But really, the day belonged to Matthew Stafford and the Rams offense. Stafford was awesome, absolutely awesome. Now, they did do a nice job, a better job protecting him up front, and they did a better job running the ball with Sony Michel. But Stafford had awesome throws to Van Jefferson for a bomb touchdown. Huge day from Cooper Kupp, as usual. 13 catches, 123 yards, a touchdown. But Stafford was on fire. The Odell Beckham Jr. touchdown, another catch and run where Odell Beckham Jr. looked fast. I mentioned it felt like the Rams won the battle up front, both sides of the ball. O-line played better. D-line got after Kyler. The two interceptions for Kyler Murray were both brutal. I mean, just absolutely brutal. And I thought he was impressive making plays. Other than that, I will point out that Matt Prater was terrific for the Cardinals again. I'm giving a shout-out to the kickers. Matt Prater did a nice job getting those long field goals and the onside kick. Ultimately, not enough. And that will absolutely, the way that game played out, affect the power rankings. You know what affects my marriage? Native. Native does. And their awesome new holiday-inspired scented products. It's about the smell, fellas. I don't know what they do, but whether it's the deodorant, the body wash, even the toothpaste, it smells awesome. They even have holiday scents if you want candy cane, sugar cookie, fresh mistletoe. That'd be a nice trick. Get some fresh mistletoe toothpaste and body wash, and then every time you're around your wife, say, "You're underneath the mistletoe." You get it, Bri?
Got it.
Because you know what happens when you're underneath mistletoe, right?
Sorry?
You know what happens when you're underneath the mistletoe, right?
Yeah, I've heard.
I have it all over my house. Just like I have Native all over my house. Stay merry, happy, and fresh this holiday season. You will love Native's limited time seasonal products as much as I do. Go to nativedo.com/Ross or use promo code Ross at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That is nativedo.com/Ross or use promo code Ross at checkout for 20% off your first order.
It's time for the all-important power ranking. The worst team in the history of the NFL is
officially eliminated from playoff contention, among a couple of them. Number 32, the Jaguars.
Just a disaster of a season for them. You don't see progress from the team in general. You, if anything, see Trevor Lawrence going backwards. The leaks that are coming out, the reaction from Urban Meyer. He didn't know yesterday that Andre Sisco didn't play any snaps. When he was asked about it, he said, "Yeah, I think he's playing more. I don't have it in front of me." There's nothing you hear about what's going on there that sounds good, frankly.
Number 31, the Houston Texans.
So Yeah, they're not much better. I don't know how you have Davis Mills play that well and you still lose by 20 points. That seems to me to be almost impossible, but somehow they pulled it off. So I guess congratulations, maybe.
Number 30, the Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Mentioned this yesterday. Step back for them with Zach Wilson. And still not seeing the progress I'd like to see on the defensive side of the ball. You know, I've not been overly impressed with Salah this far.
29, the Lions.
That was a predictable step back for the Lions after the win. Now, they also had a lot of guys sick and COVID and stuff, but I think everybody knew that was coming.
28, Giants.
The G-men. Things are getting bad there, too. Leonard Williams looks like he's out for the year with an elbow injury. It's a foregone conclusion at this point that Dave Gettleman, the GM, is gone. The question now is whether or not Joe Judge, the head coach, is gone as well.
27, Chicago Bears.
The Bears. So they did some positives the other night. The defense really let them down, I thought. But ultimately, it looks like they'll be making changes there as well.
26, Carolina Panthers.
So they're going to continue to play both P.J. Walker and Cam Newton at quarterback. They will have a new quarterback next year. And I guess there's some speculation that they might have a new coach as well. I guess I tend to doubt that. I feel like if Rhule was going to leave, he probably would have left for one of these college jobs that was open. And I don't think they're going to let go of him. I think they'll give him one more year with a new quarterback.
25, New Orleans Saints.
Wow, it's kind of weird. It feels like there's a big difference between all the other teams. All those other teams are like tier four teams. Now we're into tier three, which is a step above the Saints. I mean, the Saints have a decent team. They're not bad. They got a win, got back on track. We'll see what they can do against a team better than the Jets.
All right, number 24, Atlanta Falcons.
I tweeted this yesterday, got a bunch of attention, at Ross Tucker NFL. I don't know if we retweeted it from at Ross Tucker Pod or not yet, but I think Arthur Smith's done an outstanding job. And the thing is they've lost some close, very winnable games. I mean, they could easily be in the playoffs right now. But I think they have a bottom five roster, and their best offensive skill position player hasn't played since like the first 3 weeks of the season.
Number 23, Seattle Seahawks.
Two in a row, winning streak, playing better, both sides of the ball, in particular on offense. I don't envision them getting back in the playoff mix, but they're really only one game out, which is hard to believe. You know, 6-7 right now, Washington's in. Now there's 6-7 teams. But, you know, Carolina and Seattle are only one game behind them, really, at 5-8. So, you know, I guess somebody might make the Seahawks their pick to go ahead and get in the playoffs. Speaking of picks, PicksWise is the number one free app for football picks, odds, and analysis. Find expert picks for every game all season long. Loaded with best bets, props, and parlays, you can find in-depth game predictions giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction, all for free. Found your pick? Search our latest DraftKings promotions to sign up for an account and place your bet. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Number 22, Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings, they got a win, and they're right there at 6-7. I mean, they make every game interesting, although they put Alexander Mattison on the COVID list yesterday. Crazy day, by the way, Bri. 37 players in the NFL tested positive for COVID. Now, I'm not going to going to a big thing on this. But that says a lot about a lot. If 37 players tested positive, I would just encourage all of you guys to do whatever it is that you think you need to do to keep your family safe, because that is very telling. And I believe a lot of, I'm sure, because it's like over 90%, I'm sure a lot of those guys are vaccinated. So there's breakthrough cases. It's not a good time for COVID. Again, I'm so sick of it. I know we all are, but Quez Watkins, Jonathan Allen, Alexander Mattison, Rashawn Slater, Josh Gordon, Kadarius Toney. It's a lot of guys testing positive for COVID yesterday. It's scary.
Number 21, the Las Vegas Raiders.
I will see them up close and personal on Saturday against Cleveland. It'll actually be the second time I've seen them in a month, both those teams. I saw the Raiders on Thanksgiving. I saw the Browns Thanksgiving weekend as well, Sunday of Thanksgiving. So now here we are 3 weeks later. I get to see them both again. And like I said, a huge game for them. I don't know. There's some stats out there about how they play deep, how they choose to defend the Chiefs. It just doesn't work compared to what the other teams are doing.
Number 20, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pretty rare to see the Steelers all the way down at 20, but they've earned it. They're not out of it yet. I haven't even looked to see who they play this week, but they're not out of it yet. But they have a significant uphill climb, and I just don't. I don't see him getting there, man. I think it's kind of the end of an era for Big Ben and the Steelers. Just looking to see who they play. Why can I not see who? Is it off the board? I can't. Oh, they play the Titans. Yeah, there's no easy games for the Steelers on the way out. You know, they're the underdog again, just like Steve Fezzik said a few weeks ago on the Even Money podcast that they would be.
Number 19, the Denver Broncos.
Nice expected bounce back win for the Broncos. You know, you look at it and you're like, the Broncos have a winning record. It's not too shabby. I don't know if they'll get rid of Vic Fangio after this year. I think some people think they will. I think they'll probably just try to get Aaron Rodgers a quarterback and stick with Vic. Maybe that should be their campaign slogan, stick with Vic.
Number 18, Cleveland Browns.
A lot of weird stuff going on around the Browns. I'm not sure what the deal is there. You know, first of all, looks like Kareem Hunt and Troy Hill won't be able to play Saturday. Secondly, you got Baker Mayfield publicly talking about, you know, them having internal things. This is a couple weeks after he didn't meet the media. He's starting to do things again I don't like. And you combine that with the injuries and the performance, and that's kind of a triple whammy for Baker for me right now.
Number 17, the Washington football team.
You know, hard-fought comeback against the Cowboys. No shame in that. The issue for Washington right now is they should be going up against a fresh Eagles team. And Washington, no Jonathan Allen would be killer. Although if he's vaccinated and he gets two negative tests before the game, he can play. But Heineke's coming into this one kind of beat up with the knee. Mobility is a big part of his game. Terry McLaurin, I don't know when he'll get, you know, cleared from the concussion. Washington just feels kind of like a beat up team coming into this game.
Number 16, the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins had a bye.
Number 15, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles also had a bye, so not much to say other than no Quez Watkins would really hurt because he's clearly their second best receiver.
14, the Baltimore Ravens.
They're going the wrong way. I mean, they were high on the list before. You know, every year there are a lot of injuries in the NFL, and there are teams that have more than their fair share. It feels like this year it's just too much to overcome for this Ravens group. It's just like, it's funny people say injuries aren't an excuse. Okay, well, they could be the reason why the team's not as good as they otherwise would have been. Lamar Jackson has a sprained ankle, but it's not the dreaded high ankle sprain. So it sounds like there's some optimism that he might be able to play.
Where are we? Number 13, the Bengals.
Are they who day or who dat? Who dat's the Saints?
Mm-hmm.
Bengals or who day? You know what? That place was rocking on Sunday. I want to give Bengals fans a lot of credit. George Kittle said after the game it felt like a playoff game. That did feel like a playoff game. It was a later in the afternoon game in Cincinnati. Those teams were going at it. Incredible plays, incredible atmosphere. That looked like the best Bengals home game atmosphere in a long time. Tip of the cap to Bengals fans. That was awesome. I could feel the energy coming through my TV.
Number 12, the Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go. San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego, Chargers. That's back-to-back wins. Chargers getting some momentum. Herbert heating up. They look like they might have a shot to make some noise in the playoffs.
Number 11, the San Francisco 49ers.
It would be impossible to overstate that win by the 49ers. Absolutely impossible. They are going to make the playoffs as a result of that win. That's how significant their win was over the Bengals. And getting Deebo Samuel back made a huge, huge difference in that regard.
Number 10, the Tennessee Titans.
You know, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't great. I still don't think that they are great. I'm not feeling them right now without Derrick Henry, although they, you know, they're 9-4, so they got a great chance. They're going to make the playoffs. And it sounds like Derrick Henry might be back for the playoffs. They just kind of got to get in as much as possible.
Number 9, the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills? You know, I dropped them a couple spots because it still wasn't great the way that game played out, especially the first half. And it was like they needed Josh Allen to be absolutely ridiculous and a superhero to even get back in the game to ultimately lose. They need to find a way to be better when Josh Allen isn't a superhero.
Number 8, the Indianapolis Colts.
Colts had a bye, so not much to say there other than epic game Saturday night against the Patriots. I'm calling the game before it on Westwood One as the Browns host the Raiders. Then I'll hop in the car and I will listen all the way to Colts, Patriots. Should be an absolutely awesome, awesome game. Colts have a chance to really make a statement. They win that game against the number one seed. They get to 8-6. That will certainly open some eyes.
Number 7, the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? I don't know how I dropped the Cowboys 2 spots in a win, but it's because of what I saw from the Chiefs and the Rams. That's how I work. Cowboys won, but here's the deal. Dak's not playing well. Dak's not playing well. And that's a major problem. He has not played the same since he had that calf injury. I'm noticing it. Other people are noticing it. And that's why I had to drop him. I go by what I see. I don't care if you win the game necessarily or not. I mean, that matters. But the Cowboys are not playing as well, in large part because Dak's not playing as well.
Number 6, the New England Patriots.
Patriots also dropped a couple spots. Now, they didn't win a game. They just had a bye. But I was that impressed by what I saw from the Rams and the Chiefs.
Speaking of the Rams, they are number 5.
They are. They looked awesome last night. Stafford was amazing. Their skill guys all stepped up. Their line played much better. Defensively, their D-line played better. Their front 7. You know, even without Jalen Ramsey, even without 4 of their top 15 players, you go on the road and beat my previous number 1 ranked team? Yeah, I'm giving you some love. There's the love.
Number 4, Kansas City Chiefs.
So that was another impressive win for them. First of all, their defense is just playing lights out right now. But then here's the thing. Their offense stepped up. Now, they've only stepped up against the Raiders, and the Raiders play more single high against than anybody else. But still, you know, that was the Chiefs' offense we're used to seeing. And if the Chiefs' offense continues to play like that, they are as good as anybody. I mean, they are. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They are as good as anybody if the offense can continue to play that well. You know what else is as good as anybody? AutoZone. I just love the convenience. I am a convenience guy. I am a guy that, like, I'll tell you right now, if I can order ahead on an app, there's like 150% better chance I'm going to order your food than somewhere else. Like, I'm not sitting through the drive-thru or going in to order. If I can order 10 minutes ahead on the app at Panera or Chipotle or Chick-fil-A, that's what I like about AutoZone. AutoZone is like that, but for auto parts. They've got free same-day store pickup. You can order online and pick it up fast, same day, if you need it ASAP. If you don't need it ASAP, you can order it at AutoZone.com for free next-day delivery. This is what I'm into. I feel like AutoZone was like they're speaking to me. Every car is different, and that means every car job is too. That's why AutoZone offers you more ways to shop your way. Oh, and they've also got over 6,000 stores nationwide ready to help you at a moment's notice. So you got that going for you too, which is nice. Next time you're starting a job, start it by shopping your way at AutoZone.com with their free same-day pickup and free next-day delivery. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Number three, the Arizona Cardinals.
So, the Cardinals, I don't think last night was that bad for them. I mean, the Rams played really well. The Cardinals, they got beat. The Cardinals are about what I thought they would be. They're a good team, but if Kyler Murray throws two horrible interceptions like that, they're probably going to lose. Other than that, it was kind of an even game. So they're one of the best teams.
Number two, Tampa Bay Bucks.
Clearly one of the best teams. I mean, the NFC, Packers, Bucks, Cardinals, Rams, those are four legit squads now. I mean, those are four legit squads. The Bucks, you know, it's probably not great for them that they let the Bills come all the way back like they did. But the Bills are a top 10 team, and Josh Allen was playing out of his mind. So I'm not going to hold that against the Bucks all that much.
Russ's number one team, which is totally meaningless, but it's fun and will get many of you incredibly annoyed, is
number one this week, the Green Bay Packers.
So I think they've earned it. They deserve it. Now, you know, it wasn't great what happened with the Bears getting all those big plays, and the special teams for the Packers was concerning, but they still won the game by 15 points. I mean, they still won by a healthy margin, and they're getting reinforcements back over the next few weeks with Alexander and Smith and Bakhtiari for the playoffs, which it sounds like it at least, which should make them even more dangerous at this point. So they, to me, have earned the number one spot atop my power rankings right now, which is really – pretty impressive. Also, always impressed with those of you that listen to any of our other shows. College draft, we're getting into bowl season today. Remember, the college draft is like three podcasts in one. You get our top prospects in these bowl games that you guys are going to be watching, and you get our picks against the spread, and you just get to hear about the games on the college draft podcast. Even money, Steve and I both were up again this week, 5-0 on our best bets. So encourage you to check those out. And then Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, and SteakhouseSports.com. Those are the I think we're done here members of Patreon.com/RT Media, which makes sense because I do think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.